What's up, Illini Nation? Welcome into another edition of Locked On Illini, and boy, do we got a podcast for you today. The Fighting Illini knock off the number 5 team in the nation, the Michigan Wolverines. I guess ESPN was right. When ESPN had us at, I think it was like a 60-some percent chance to win this game, I think ESPN had it on the button. Illinois, I'm going to say dominant in this one. I know there were times where Michigan kind of got back into the game, but Illinois kind of held this one all the way through. Michigan did not lead at many times in this game. We're going to break down the game. I'm going to give you my reactions of it, and it's going to be a complete basketball podcast because of this win, we got to talk about also top 25 maybe aspirations for Illinois basketball this week. Could it happen based off of this one win? I'll discuss it. And then we're going to end the podcast with, I made a bold prediction earlier in the year that Illinois will finish in the top four, or could finish in the top four of the Big Ten. Now after this game, we're going to kind of look at it in retrospect. If Illinois plays like this, is it a possibility that they finish in the top four when it comes to the Big Ten? But before we get into everything, a little bit of housekeeping here at the front. First off, make sure to follow us on Twitter, at Locked On Illini. I'm tweeting during games that I'm watching. Like tonight, I was able to sit down and watch the Michigan-Illinois game. Was tweeting during it, giving my thoughts and reactions at Locked On Illini. Also, if you have any questions for the mailbags I want to start in the future, you can go ahead and ask me questions there at Locked On Illini. If you don't have Twitter, though, do not fret. If you ever want to contact the show in any way, questions, comments, anything like that, and you don't have a Twitter, make sure to shoot me an email. LockedOnIllini@gmail.com is also another way you can contact the show. Like I've said for about, this is the 10th podcast now, I think that I've said this, is I want to get a mailbag started, but I need questions. So why not be the first? Shoot me a question either on Twitter at LockedOnIllini or via email, LockedOnIllini@gmail.com. But let's get into it. The Illinois Fighting Illini knock off the Michigan Wolverines at home. Well, we were at home. 71-62. Boy, oh boy, was this a game. Because as I was watching it, this game, if you would have told me that this would be a game that consists of 4 made three-pointers for the entire game, I would have said you were absolutely nuts. This was a game that saw Michigan make 3 threes and shoot 16% from beyond the arc. And Illinois only made 1 three in the game, and they only made 9%. I think this is the first time in a long time I've ever looked at a basketball box score and saw that the winning team made less than double-digit percentage when it comes to their three-point shots. But when you look at it, Illinois didn't even shoot a lot of them. They only shot 11 in the game. The only one going down was Andre Felice's only 3 of the game. But this was one that was all dominated inside the paint. And while I was watching it, I couldn't help but think, obviously, what I had said about the game. What were my keys to victory for this one? Number one was defense. Illinois played defense in this one. Georgie getting a big block. Kofi getting a big block. We dominated the rebounding battle yet again. We had 44 rebounds in this game compared to Michigan's 28. And we had 29 defensive rebounds and 15 offensive rebounds. Like, that was a big part of this game, was we would miss a shot and we would go ahead and get the rebound to then have a second chance opportunity. I think we finished with over 20 second chance points in this game. So that was a big one. We were missing, when we missed shots, we were getting that rebound to then get the second chance and make that shot. So number one was defense. Check. We did that one. The second key to the game that I had was our bench play. Our bench has to outplay the bench of Michigan. I'd give it another check on that list because Andre, this was not a very deep game. You had Michigan only had 4 guys play DeJulius was the main guy off the bench that had time. He had 19 minutes compared to like 8, 9, and 6 from the other guys. He only had 7 points. Only made 3 shots in the game. He contributed, but he didn't do anything anywhere near what Felice did in this game. 23 minutes, 6 of 9 from the field. Like I said, one big three-pointer. He also had a big key drive late in the game where it was almost, I don't want to say surreal, that's not the right word, but there was almost a momentum killer late in this game because there was, you guys all saw it obviously if you watched the game, but if you did not, I'll kind of map it out for you. There was a play late where Kofi went for the shot, got fouled, made the shot, and he went to fist pump and like throw his arm out and in celebration, and the ref was there. And he clocked. It wasn't like a clock, like fist on head, but Kofi, the part of his forearm that's right next to the inside of your elbow. So like if you go to flex and you got your muscle there, that part right near the elbow connected with the dome piece of the ref, and the ref went down. That was almost a momentum killer for us because after that happened, obviously the State Farm Center was bumping. It was going crazy. And then that happened and it kind of lulled the place where fans kind of got quiet because obviously you're not going to cheer when a player's injured, but let alone a ref is injured. So it kind of dampened the mood in the State Farm Center to where it allowed Michigan to kind of come back. I believe after that, Michigan scored 7 straight points. And Illinois needed a big, big key drive. And there was a play where Felice came from the outside, drove across the lane, hit it with the layup, and nailed it to kind of solidify the win. And it was ever since that point, it's like, okay, Illinois has locked this down. They're going to go ahead and win this game. So we'll check that off. The bench play for Illinois played better than Michigan. And then the last one I had was Ayodosunmu, however you want to pronounce it. He's got to show up in this one. And if you look at the box score, you're going to say, well, Ricky, it wasn't the Ayo game that I necessarily talked about. Like I was talking about like taking over the game kind of Dosunmu. But I'll be honest, this was like, I'm going to check this one off too, as Illinois did it, because although he only finished with 14 points, he had 8 rebounds early in the contest. As soon as the first half started, I even threw out a tweet about this where I liked his aggressiveness on offense, where he was attacking the basket. He was like not forcing it, but he was getting the offense going early, and he had some key plays. He had some key rebounds. He had some key shots. He came to play in this one. Obviously, Kofi was the main scorer. Felice off the bench. Georgie had a great game in this one, pulling in 8 boards. Had a phenomenal LeBron James-like off the backboard, no soup for you block at the other end. And then, obviously, he had a hammer of a dunk on the other end where, as the great Stacey King would say, Teske was late getting over, but he was early for the poster. And it was a phenomenal dunk. If you haven't gone and seen that, go on Twitter. Lockdown Illini, I think I retweeted a tweet about it. It's got to be on Twitter. Just type Georgie, Illinois. You'll go ahead and find it. But Illinois did everything that they needed to do to win this game. And I mean, now looking like this week, tale of two games for it. Like, we should literally be sitting here on cloud, like I get it. We're on cloud 9 right now because we knocked off Michigan, but we should literally be on cloud 9 because we should have 2 back-to-back wins over top 5 opponents. And we're gonna take a short break because I don't want to run too long with this first segment. But I'm gonna talk about that. I'm gonna look forward a little bit with based off of the last 2 games we had. Let's talk about Illinois, what we can do going forward, and how this may affect us in the rankings. Could we jump into the top 25? So we're going to take a short break, but when I come back, going to look at this game again, obviously, and look at Illinois looking forward kind of on a national scale. So Don't go anywhere. More Locked On Illini coming up right after this. And welcome back inside the podcast, Illini Nation. We're going to be continuing this discussion. Had to break it up a little bit because of the ad break. Didn't want to run way too long on that one, even though I did run longer than I was supposed to. But so what I was kind of saying at the end of the first segment, kind of to recap a little bit, is we should be, as a fan base, more so on cloud nine than we already are, because this was a great win. Phenomenal win for Illinois, where I saw it on Twitter. I always bring them up. I'm a broken record at this point, but hey, the people that I like to read, the good work out there, I'm going to go ahead and put a light on it so that you guys can go ahead and check it out as well. But the Writing Illini Twitter account had a saying that, like, hey, if we play like this, we can play with anyone, basically. We can play with anyone, and we should be a deep tournament team by the end of the year. And I look at that, and it's like, first off, what a kind of tale of two games. Well, I'll say even like tale of three games, because the last three games for us, have been kind of a roller coaster, and it's kind of, this is where I will use the word surreal to look at where we've come in the last three games, because you think back to not even a week ago. Was it a little bit a week ago? Yeah, more than a week ago. When you look back to December 2nd, which was last, not this past Monday, but the Monday before, we got blown out by Miami in our home court at the State Farm Center. We got completely trashed and blown out by Miami. It was a game that made me sick to my stomach, and it kind of, it put the same mindset in the fan base that we always have. Like, we can't compete with the big guys. We can't compete with the big guys. If we get a win against a top five team, it's kind of like, for example, when the graphic that they were showing on BTN during the game of like, oh, the last time the Illini beat a top five team was 2013, and I'm thinking back, and I'm like, yeah, I remember watching that game. I remember sitting on my couch watching that game, and the cut to the middle, it was just boom, cut, pass, put it up, two, and I was going crazy, absolutely crazy. I remember where I was to the day that happened. It's awesome that sports moments can give you that kind of a feel, but we were probably, I'm going to say, at our lowest after that Miami game. Then Maryland happens, and it's like, you're upset because you lost, but you can't be totally upset because you hung with the number three team. It's kind of like if you were a mid-tier boxer, and you went up against Muhammad Ali, and you're like, well, I lost, but at least I didn't get knocked out, and I kind of hung with him, and I got a couple jabs in there, and really, I was winning the fight until the very end. He just float like a butterfly, sting like a bee, and got me in the end. That's kind of how the Maryland game was, where it was like, yeah, we should have won that game, but you can't be too upset because we were in that game, and at least it's not a blowout. I know a loss is a loss, and a loss stinks. But then we have this one where this was the quintessential perfect game for the Illini. Like, this is the Illini team that we expect day in and day out. Like, and I think that when you see during losses like the Miami loss, that's why the fan base, like myself when I come on this podcast, like you guys on Twitter when you're tweeting about this Illini team, that's why we get so upset, I feel, is because we expect this team that we saw against Michigan every single game. And the thing that I wanted to kind of move into is, for the third segment, we're going to take a look at the upcoming schedule and what to expect from Big Ten play. Because, I mean, yeah, we got some non-conference games coming out, but really, it's Big Ten Conference, because like Old Dominion, we should handle. North Carolina AT&T, or A&T, sorry, A&T, we should handle. Mizzou's the only big one. That's a rivalry game. Anyone can win that one on any given year, but I'm hoping that we can beat Mizzou because it's a big rivalry game and we want to win that bragging rights game. But I look at it and I go, this is why I get so upset after losses like Miami, because the team I saw tonight against the Michigan Wolverines, this is the team I expect game in and game out. This is the Illini team with Dosunmu, with Georgie, with Kofi, with Felice off the bench. This is the one that I believe we can be in and day out. And if we play like if we played like this against Maryland, because the other worry I had during this game was, all right, we're up. It's about two and a half minutes left. Are we going to be aggressive still, or are we going to kind of turtle head it? We're all right, let's just do enough not to lose the game. Because usually when that happens, you lose the game because you've kind of lost that aggressive feel that you had. And I'm thankful that the Illini didn't completely turtle head it. And I just, with me moving forward, the big question that we have is based off this win, because the rankings came out earlier this week. The Maryland loss doesn't affect the upcoming rankings that'll come out next week, but we have this game and then possibly a win, like the Old Dominion game plays into it too. If we lose against Old Dominion, this is a for sure no. But I'll be honest, I don't expect us to lose to Old Dominion. I expect us to win that game, but hey, you go out and play the basketball games and anything can happen anytime that you put the ball on the court. But if we beat Old Dominion, for the sake of argument, we're just going to say if we beat Old Dominion, and this is a question that I'm going to ask you guys, the fans, let me know what you guys think at Lockdown Illini, or send me an email, lockdownillini@gmail.com. Do you think that this win deserves to put us into the top 25? Because I was kind of looking at teams in the top 25, and right now, with this win, we're a 7-3 team. And I get it. Our wins, except for Michigan, are not impressive. Like, we should, like, many people think we should have lost to Nichols based on how we played that game. We didn't really play that great against Grand Canyon, but we got the win. We played good against the Citadel and Hampton and Lindenwood, but they're the Citadel, Hampton, and Lindenwood. When we played Arizona, we lost, got blown out in the second half. When we played Miami, we got blown out in the first half. When we played Maryland, yeah, we stuck with them, but we ended up losing that game. And then we beat Michigan. So I would love to sit here today and say, hey, we'll be like 25 in the rankings. Like, this should put us in the top 25, because I feel like we're not far out. The KenPom rankings, I think, have us at 43, I think, what they showed during the game. But, I mean, this is one where, like, I looked at Seton Hall, for example. They dropped 6 spots this past ranking, but, like, I look at them, and the only game they have this week is they're going to play at Rutgers on Saturday. And I mean, what, they're sitting pretty at 22, and they haven't beaten anyone either. They played Wagner, they played Stony Brook, St. Louis, Florida A&M, Southern Miss. They beat Iowa State. Those were their wins. But their losses, they lose to Michigan State. Yeah, it's only by 3, so it's a close loss. They lose to Oregon. All right, it's a 2-point loss. I guess it was close. And then they lose to Iowa State. It's funny. They play Iowa State in a tournament setting. And then that next, they play that Friday. Later on, a couple days later, December 8th, they're playing Iowa State again. And they lose that game at Iowa State in Ames. And I look at that schedule and I go, is it because we have the Citadel? Is it because we have Lindenwood on our schedule that's why they're at 22? And like, there's a part of me that says, yes, we should be at least 25 in the nation after this win, but I don't think we're going to be ranked after this one. I think that if anything, we will be in the position of like where a Purdue is, where an Indiana is right now, where it's like we'll receive votes from people in the AP top 25, but I don't think we'll crack the top 25. If we do, don't get me wrong, I'm going to be ecstatic because it's going to be phenomenal if we can get into the top 25, but I think that this is going to be the starting point of we receive votes. What can we do week in and week out? Because the next big game we have like this is Thursday, January 2nd. Right after the turn of 2020, we go on the road. We're in East Lansing to play the Michigan State Spartans, who they were once a top five team, I think top two team in college basketball before they lost to Duke on December 3rd, which really tanked them down the rankings. But they're another one. Like, they're our next big step and our big next ranked team that we got to play. So what do you guys think? Do you think we're going to be ranked? Do you not think we're going to be ranked in the top 25 after this game? What are you thinking? We're going to take another break, and when I come back, I'm going to look at the Big Ten, the rest of the Big Ten, and how we can kind of expect the Illini to play based off of this game that we won against Michigan. But before I take that break, if you're a Spotify listener, use Spotify Wrapped to show us your top Locked On podcasts for the year. Take a screenshot and tag us at Locked On Live and at Locked On Illini on Twitter, and we will share and retweet. So don't go anywhere. We're going to be back right after this. And welcome back into the podcast, Illini Nation. Let's close everything out, kind of taking a look forward. I know I've done this a couple times, one big time at the beginning of the season, but this is a big win for Illinois. Getting the win over Michigan now sets, like, and I've said it before, I'm going to say it again. It sets the precedent, especially in my mind, that this is the Illini team when we play Michigan State on the 2nd of January, when we play Michigan again on the 25th, when we play Maryland again on February 7th, when we play Ohio State later in the year, who many people right now think is or should be the number one team in the nation, when we play them in early March before we get ready for the Big Ten tournament, this is the Illinois team I want to see in these games. And the big thing that, kind of looking back, is there was a bold prediction I mentioned that could Illinois be a top four seed in the Big Ten tournament. And as of right now, it's hard to really say, like, the pack is so close when it comes to teams, because you've got three in Ohio State, Michigan State, and Purdue that are 1-0. And then you have a ton of us, Penn State, Illinois, Rutgers, Maryland, Michigan, Iowa, and Wisconsin are all 1-1. And then you've got like Indiana, Northwestern, Minnesota, who are 0-1, and Nebraska hasn't even played a Big Ten conference game yet. So it's like, it's not looking at the fact of, hey, this is where the seeding could go. But I mean, based off of how teams have played right now and how we kind of expect teams to play, I'm looking at it where the kind of tiers of everything in my mind is going to be the bottom feeders will probably be like maybe like Minnesota, Northwestern, Nebraska, throw Wisconsin in there. Those are going to be your four bottom feeders, I feel like, this year in the Big Ten. All those teams haven't been good to start. I mean, Wisconsin just lost to Rutgers today as well. They did not look good at all in that game. Then there's a middle tier of like Indiana would be next up. The Nittany Lions, Purdue. You could even throw Iowa and us into that middle section. So Indiana, Iowa, Rutgers, Illinois, Penn State, maybe even Purdue, you throw us into that kind of big middle ground. And then the top end is obviously Ohio State, Michigan State, Michigan, and Maryland, obviously the ranked teams right now. And Illinois, I think it's going to be, there's a lot to go this year before we say for sure, oh yeah, we can be a top four team in the Big Ten. But I'm going to harp on something that I've already said in this podcast. Illinois just needs to play like they did today. And it's not something where, of course, every matchup is going to be different. But if they play this confident, if they play really defensively, like as long as we can lock team, I'm going to say lock teams down defensively, we can beat anybody in this conference. Because I look at the last two games. Maryland, they're a team that they average, 77 points per game. They average 77 points and they rebound the ball 42 times per contest. When we played them, we held them to 59, so we held them to 20 points below their average, and we only let them get 39 rebounds. We out-rebounded them 41 to 39. You look at Michigan, and the announcers even brought it up in this game of Michigan averages about 80 points per contest. They're averaging 80 points. We held them in this game to 62, 20 points below what they usually average. I didn't look into this. I'm just going to do it on the fly here on the podcast. So it may work, it may not. You guys will just bear with me. But looking at Miami, Miami's a team that averages 71 points, almost 72. I'm going to round up because it's 71.9. So they average 72 points per contest. We let them score 81. We let them score 10 more points than what they average. Right now, Arizona, and I know this is looking retrospectively because what they're averaging now might have been different back then, but Arizona's offense, very good. They score about 84 points per game. They're a top 10 scoring offense in all of college basketball. We let them get 90. So we let them get a little bit closer to what their average is. The point is, and this is probably like a duh, no-brainer, Ricky, but if we let teams score more than what their average is, we're going to lose. But if we can continue to do what we just did, and I know one was a loss, but really it was, to me, the main reason we lost that Maryland game was because we kind of were, we were playing not to lose. And when you play not to lose, most of the time you're going to lose. Especially when it's a good team like Maryland is, when it's a top five team in college basketball. So I look at it, and if like if we can play good, sound defensive basketball like we just did in the last two games, I feel like we can hang with anybody in this conference. And am I setting myself up for failure? Probably, because that's what I'm used to as a fan. I'm used to coming into every year having so high expectations for the Illini and then having them being crushed and then having my soul and my heart crushed into little itty bitty pieces. And then I got to take a vacuum and just vacuum up those pieces and try to fix it. But I honestly, like, I look at it and I go, unless we don't show up to play, that's the only thing that can stand in our way. Because even if the ranked games, if you just say the ranked games, we lose every single one this year. That's two to Michigan State. That's one more to Michigan, one more to Maryland. And then you've got one to Ohio State. That's five games coming up. I feel like every other Big Ten team, Minnesota, Purdue, Northwestern, Iowa's going to be tough. They always play us tough, especially when we go to Iowa City. Nebraska, Penn State, Rutgers. Penn State is interesting because we get them on the road this time around and we only play them once. But Wisconsin, even with it being on the road, these, I don't feel the same as I did in years past where it's like, oh man, that Iowa, it's going to be a tough game. Like, no, I'm walking into that game going, hey, if we play our best, we can win this game. And I think Illinois fans, we need that confidence coming in. As long as this team plays with the same confidence it did today, we should have a great year in the Big Ten. And I can't wait to see how this unfolds. I can't wait to fast forward. I wish we could fast forward to March, but at the same time, I'm glad we can't, so that we can live this journey and kind of go through it. So really, we've got a couple games. We've got three games to finish out our non-conference. I'm expecting to go 3-0, but that Missouri game is the only thing that's going to make it between 3-0 and 2-1. But let me know what you guys think. What are your expectations after this win, after seeing what we did today, or tonight, I should say, what's your expectation for Big Ten play? Do we get any wins against Michigan State? Do we beat Maryland the second time around? Do we sweep Michigan this year? End of the year, do we walk into Columbus, Ohio? And do we get the win over the Buckeyes, who at that time, if the Buckeyes continue to play like they have been playing, that might be a number one team in the nation, Ohio State. That's what it could be. And looking at their schedule, man, they got a tough three games to end. They've got Michigan at home, us at home, which could be tough. We could be ranked by then. And then on the road at Michigan State. But let me know what you guys think about us in the Big Ten after this game. How do you feel about us going forward? Follow the show on Twitter at Lockdown Illini. If you don't have a Twitter, you can also email us your comments and questions at lockdownillini@gmail.com. That's going to do it for today's episode. I will be back tomorrow for the last show of the week. Enjoy this one, Illini Nation. Enjoy it. We've got a little bit of a turnaround. I think we play Old Dominion. Yep, we play Old Dominion on Saturday. So I'll be back keys to victory for the Old Dominion game. And as always, have a good day, everybody.